If you make time for one 9/11 anniversary story this year, make it Garrett M. Graff's piece. This is no mere retrospective. For National Geographic, Graff takes us through that Tuesday morning 25 years ago to explain how America lost its sense of security, minute by minute, on the morning of September 11, 2001. It was now 8:53 a.m. There were just 10 minutes left in America as we knew it. FBI Director Robert Mueller was in his first week on the job, sitting in his office suite on the 7th floor of the J. Edgar Hoover Building in Washington. Toward the end of the meeting, someone interrupted to tell Mueller a plane had crashed in New York. Sitting in a briefing on Al-Qaeda, deep in a conversation about terrorism, Mueller turned and looked out the window at the blue sky beyond and asked, "How could a plane not see the tower? It's so clear out today." Truthfully, terrorism in 2001 just wasn't something most Americans thought about, outside of the movies or the occasional evening news story or headline. It was a plot device for thrillers, not a perpetual source of anxiety at shopping malls, schools, or public events. And even in the cinema, the terrorists were less ideological enemies doing existential battle against the great Satan, and more often the disgruntled genius or vaguely European criminal mastermind. Think Dennis Hopper's villainous former bomb squad officer in the 1994 blockbuster Speed, or Alan Rickman's turn as the suave, ruthless radical Hans Gruber in Die Hard. More stories about 9/11. What Bobby McIlvain left behind. Grief, conspiracy theories, and one family's search for meaning in the two decades since 9/11. The children of 9/11 are about to vote. What the youngest cohort of American voters thinks about politics, fear, and the potential of the country they've grown up in. The mystery of 9/11 and dementia. Many first responders are experiencing alarming cognitive decline. Is their time at Ground Zero to blame?